Hello, world. My name is Sam. You can't just call me Mr. Imperfect. But, all jokes aside, I've tried this podcast thing before, and, boy, was it terrible. My podcast was so bad. I was so immature. And, I mean, I feel like the best thing I could ever record in a podcast is simply my take on advertising, on flashy advertising. I don't know if you heard this before, but Chevrolet, for example, Chevrolet lies. They're just like every other advertiser. They lie to get a quick buck. Meaning at least 20,000 of them. I don't want the world to get any stupider than it already has. So, if you're listening to this podcast, you're an old soul, like myself, and you are sick and tired of the way the world is becoming. It's coming up to be a shithole, deeper than it already is. And I am going to be your guide through this world. Today I was watching in the news, and Justin Bieber posted something on Twitter the other day threatening Tom Cruise to a fist fight. Tom Cruise against pussy Justin Bieber. Honestly, really. You know, what I think about Hollywood, I know the devil runs Hollywood. I know he does. It's not Los Angeles anymore. It's Los Mistopheles. And it's just terrible. And, I'm going to be putting Hollywood in their place with this podcast. Again, my name is Sam. And I am pleased to be your tour guide to this shithole of a world. Hopefully, before long, the world will be good again. See, I was born 22 and a half years ago. My birthday's in August. I'm going to be 23. And here's the thing. I have an old soul. So, when I was younger, cell phones were just flipping brick phones. They weren't like the kind from the 80s. Like I said, I was born in 96, but they were basic idiot phones. And you know what? I hate Apple for making the iPhone. And I hate Google for making the Droid. You know why? Now, I'm going to be completely candid with you. I'm going to be straight up. And if you are a little kid and you are listening to this podcast, you need to turn me off before your mom whoops your ass, because I'm going to get very adult. When I was 4 years old, my dad and my mom stopped making love after I was four, and I went to my dad's office. Keep in mind, I was 4 years old. I went to my dad's office, and he was playing with himself, looking at a computer screen. And from that day forward, I was strictly emotionally and physically possessed by pornographic material. It was an addiction that I had to break. And I tell you, it took me my whole, it was last year until I finally got over it. When I was 18, I stopped playing while with myself in parking lot cars. In my dad's car. And he would catch me playing with myself in the car. And of course, before I unlocked the door, I covered up my parts. And he got so mad at me for doing that, but it's his fault. Another thing terrible about my life, for 17 freaking agonizing years, my father, physically, emotionally, verbally, and altogether, abused me. He tried to kill me many times. He tried to break me, and for the longest time, I thought he was just really hated my guts. But I realized, now that the old bastard's dead from pneumonia, I realized he was making me a man. He was making me as strong as he could because my brother came out a pussy when he grew older. Now I am the toughest between the two of us. And he thinks he's so big and tough. But he's not. He had a good life. Our dad didn't slam him up against the wall with his fingernails digging into the sides of my neck. He never had to be zip tied. He never had to be whooped on the bare ass with a broken, cracked flashlighter. Okay? Well, that's enough of my piss poor story. Back to what I was saying about Justin Bieber threatening Cruz. I'll hunt Justin Bieber to listen to this podcast, so if you know the faggot, let him hear this. Okay? Tom Cruise would destroy Justin Bieber. Not because he may be stronger than Bieber, but he is older, and he has tons more experience than the Canadian parasite. And all I gotta say is, Bieber, if you wanna wake up in a hospital bed 20 years from now, go for it. Cause Tom Cruise is gonna put your ass in a coma. You know how I know this? Experience is everything. My dad taught me that. My dad made me a monster. Experience made me a monster. Sometimes I get so scared of myself that I cave in and I let that monstrosity take over my mind and heart and life. I call it Mass. My name's Sam, but I call it Mass because he's a mirror image of me. He's the absolute negative version of me. And sometimes I let him out in case I need that extra bit of adrenaline. Know what I mean? You ever have that, like you're walking home or you're running somewhere, you're running out of breath, and you're like, oh man, what would I do for one more mile? Well, what I do for one more mile, I unleash the most terrifying being I've ever faced. That's how I get faster, how I get stronger every day. So, I'm going to share with you my life. And I'm going to be, there's going to be more of me out there. I start college this fall, and so I may not be able to attend this podcast. But, oh yeah, let's talk about this. So I had this website, right? It's called professor-goodheart.com. I realized one of my favorite things to do in the world is to help other people for free. And for the past 10 years, yes, 10 years, I've been doing so. Somebody told me I should make this a profession, get paid to help other people. And now I'm not a counselor, nor am I a life coach. I have no certifications physical certifications whatsoever. The only certifications I have is what I'm using right now with my voice and my big, gushy heart and my intelligent, somewhat brain. I take my experience, flip it around, and teach other people to not be like I was. I used to want love. Keyword used to. Now, I'm not sure what I want. But if this podcast pans out, I don't know. Not sure what's next after this, but I'm going to give it a shot. When I'm going to college, I'm going for business management. I'd like to be CEO and founder of a television network. And I want Universal to help me create my TV network. There's a lot going on in my life that I'd love to share with you guys in future podcasts. So, be on the lookout for all that. So if you're lonely and you need someone to give you confidence or help you see how beautiful love can truly be, I am not a counselor nor am I a doctor, but I am a visionary. And my vision is this world will be a happier place when I'm dead and gone. I promise you this. It'll be a hell of a lot better than it is now. So, but this is just the intro of my new podcast that I'm, a series of podcasts I'd like to try to do, to share with you all. So, it's been real nice. But, naturally, I'm running out of things to say for right now. But let's recap, shall we? Bullet point number one. Never go into your dad's house if he's on the computer. Never go to his office when he's on the computer. And B, Justin Bieber is not a man. He's a child. And C, going to take a break, consider this a sneak peek, and my birthday is August 15th, and not sure when I'll start college, but I will try to come up with a birthday podcast in honor of my 23rd birthday, which I thought I'd never make it to 23. I have a lot of good friends back home. I remember the day I went to school with those fingernail marks on my neck. My friends noticed it, and, they asked me what happened to my neck, and I kid you not, every kid in my class was going to track down my dad, kill him, and throw his body in the lake. I had to be the bigger man, because even though my dad hurt me, I loved him, I had to tell them that was not okay. I told them that I was going to be okay and I didn't need someone to come to my rescue. I'm never going to be the damsel in distress. I'm going to be the white knight that saves the day. That's me. That's something my dad taught me. That's something I'm going to teach you. Be on the lookout for my website, and, the orientation lesson is 15 minutes and it's absolutely free. And then after you are in my system, you have 30 minutes for $10.94. And give up on dating websites. They're too expensive. And the advice I could give you would be a hell of a lot better than something you would find on a dating website. All they want is your money. They don't care if you find love. I promise. Once you're on my website, you won't have to pay to see a picture of the person you're talking to. You don't have to worry about some pervert on the other side of the screen talking to you. And I want to close out by saying, Justin Bieber, you're a coward and a bully. And, I'm going to go longer than this. I have a lot more to say. Let's talk politics, shall we? I know that most 22-year-olds don't give a damn about politics, but there's something we need to discuss. Our president, our government, is going to hell. Our president is one of the worst people on this planet. First of all, he cheated his way into the White House. And now he's trying to cheat his way after out of being arrested. But Bob Mueller will not let him go free. Everybody wants him in jail. Or worse. And Donnie, if you ever end up in jail, all I gotta say is you're gonna have a lot more worry about than dropping. So just saying. So the whole Hollywood scale is just a mess. I'm going to call you out on it, Hollywood. Hollywood's going to hell. Hollywood is hell. And I'm going to call out all of the big execs from Hollywood, especially you sons of bitches that stole my ideas and aren't giving me a damn bit of recognition for it. Nintendo, Universal was my idea. Live action Pokemon was my idea. Live action Disney movies was my idea. All that was my idea originally. Granted, I don't have the paperwork anymore, but I can prove by comparing what I say to what's happening right now, and I'm taking it on. I am calling out on all you stupid executives that think you can just take my idea and not give me a damn bit of recognition for it. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get together a bunch of fans that like this podcast series, and we're going to take you down. We are all of my potties are going to find a way to get the recognition I deserve. We are going to call out Nintendo, Universal, and Warner Brothers. Live action Looney Tunes was my idea. What are they doing? A live action Looney Tunes penned by Jenny Slate. For one thing, Jenny Slate, she was a part of SNL, and she was in Venom, and now she's writing a story for Warner Brothers, and she's also played that annoying little white puffy dog on The Secret Life of Pets. And I tell you what, I tell you this, it's just not right. And we're going to fix it. We will. Now, when this countdown timer gets to 20, it'll be so long from now. Just so you know, so you don't get confused. This is Sam here. Peace out.